Everybody sleeps, but not everybody sleeps well.
I was awake last night at about 1:30.
Sleeping again relatively well tonight.
Which meant I got about 3 hours of sleep.
Whether you have a sleepless night every so often, or you feel like you're struggling lots of nights.
I woke up at 2:50 and I just have been up ever since.
We are here to help, because I don't have to tell you this.
Sleep is a fundamental ingredient of life.
But sleep is important.
That must mean that if sleep does not serve an absolutely vital set of functions, then it is the biggest mistake that the evolutionary process has ever made.
In this guide, we're not going to weigh you down with all of the scary things linked to poor sleep. That's not what we want to do. Instead, we'll give you tools to build up your sleep confidence. We'll explain how preparation for a good night's sleep actually begins early in the day.
From the moment that everyone woke up this morning, a chemical started building up in your brain, and it is the sleepiness chemical.
We will also debunk some sleep myths and give you some strategies to try once you're in bed for the night.
My favorite strategy for going to sleep is imagining that I'm being erased by a giant eraser from toes to head. By the time I reach my knees, I'm usually asleep.
And lastly, we've got a whole episode on the most effective treatment out there to battle insomnia.
I think I woke up my fiance and I was like, I slept, like, get up, you know, let's start the day.
Altogether, this guide will give you new tools to get better sleep. And Life Kit isn't just about sleep. We cover lots of topics, from how to start an exercise habit, to how to get out of debt, to how to have tough conversations with your children. So make sure you check out all those guides at npr.org/lifekit. And while you're there, subscribe to our newsletter, so you'll be the first to know when there's a new Life Kit guide available. All right, let's get to sleep. Well, first, let's listen.